Okay, today we're going to learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav of Perek Hey of Maseches Peah. So Mishnah Hey, Hamachlif im Aniyim. If a Baal HaSad gives Aniyim some grain in exchange for the matanos that they have, so Bishalo, meaning that Bishalo Pater, that which he was Mekabel from the Aniyim, he's Pater from giving Maisros, because Matnos Aniyim are Pater from Maisr, Ubishal Aniyim. But that which he gave to the Aniyim, Chayiv, he's Chayiv to take Maisros from, because the Baal HaSad is chayv to take maisos before he ever gave it to the aniyim. Shnayim, let's say you have two aniyim shekiblu esasad the barisos who receive a field to work on the field. The field is owned by someone else, and they agree to do all the farming, all the work, and they give a certain percentage of the grain to the guy who owns the field, and they keep a certain percentage. So they get half or a third or a quarter of whatever the field produces. So they become like the balei asad in a certain sense. So the halach is the balei asad, even if he's an ani, is not allowed to take matanos from his own field. So if you're the Baal HaSada, you're not allowed to take the matanos aniyim from your own field, because the pasuk says "Veleket kitzir chalos salaket la ani v'la ger tazov." So we darshin lo salaket la ani, that it's nasara for the ani not to take leket for himself from his own field, nor can he take any of the other matanos aniyim. But over here, neither of these arisim are actually the Baal HaSada, meaning they're only the Baal HaSada on the portion of the field that they're working on, but there's another ani working on the other portion of the field. So they have a very simple trick. Each one could take from the other one's portion. Each aris could take from the other aris's portion, the maiser ani, because it's not his field. If a person receives a field to harvest, almanas to take a certain percentage of the harvest, meaning I'm agreeing to harvest your entire field. If I get to keep a certain percentage of the harvest, I'll do all the work, and my payment is a certain percentage. So that person who's doing the harvest is not allowed to take any of the matnas anim, even if he happens to be poor, because the pasuk says leket kitzircha lo salaket, and this is kitzircha. He's the one doing the harvesting. Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, when do we say that it's asur b'matnas anim? It's asur for him to take the matnas aniyim from this field, bizman shekiblu mimenu lemechza l'shlishu l'rviya. That's if you receive the field to do all the work and then receive X percentage of the harvest. So in such a case, the ani is zocha in the field when it's still mechubar, and therefore he's considered like the Baal HaSada, because while it's still attached to the ground, it's already considered like it's his field, and therefore it's a violation of taking matnas aniyim from your own field. Avalim amarlo, but if you structure the deal a little differently, and the Baal HaBayis says to him, Shlish mashata kotzer shelcha, one third of what you harvest after you harvest it will belong to you, then he's chayiv lekem shechopeh, because at the time of the harvest it didn't belong to him at all. The way they worded the deal is that only after the harvest it belongs to him. Va'aser b'maiser ani, but he's still not allowed to take the maiser ani, because the maiser ani chiyuv kicks in when it's talush, when it's already detached from the ground. At that point he was already the baal asada when it was detached from the ground. Now Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah finishes the dinim of leket. It's the concluding dinim of leket that we have in this mesechta, and the Mishnah tells us that a Baal HaSada, even if he's ani and he's an ani and he's allowed to take matnas aniyim from other people's fields, is not allowed to take matnas aniyim or leket from his own field, just like we've explained in the last Mishnah. The Mishnah also tells us that there's a way to make sure that you have to make sure that all ani have equal access to your leket. You're not allowed to to give certain favors to one ani over another in the leket. So says the Mishnah Vav, Hamocher Sadehu, Hamocher Moter V'Lokeach Aser. If a person sells his field with standing grain in the field, the guy who sold the field, if he's an ani, is allowed to take leket shechopeya from that field, because he's not the Baal HaSada anymore. But the Lokeach, the guy who purchased the field, is Aser to take the leket shechopeya, even though he happens to be an ani and he didn't yet pay for the field, or he borrowed money and paid for the field. It's usher for him to take matnas aniyim from that field, because he is the Baal HaSada. I mean, it's not about how poor you are, it's about the fact that you are the owner of this field. Yerushalmi explains that we're talking about where you sold the field and its standing grain. But if you sell only the standing grain, but the actual guf hakarka still belongs to the mocher, then both the mocher and the lokeach would be usher to take the matnasanim from that field, because from the mocher's perspective, we would say sadcha, this is your field, and by the lokeach we would say kitzircha, it may not be your field, but it's your harvest. And the pasuk says lo sechala paas sadcha v'leket kitzircha lo selaket. If it's either you have the kinyan aguf, or you have the kinyan peiros, either you own the karka, or you own the produce that the karka is making, either way, you're not allowed to take the matnasanim from that field. Liuskar the mesapol, and person should not hire workers al menashe yilaket b'no achrov, with the condition that the son of the worker is going to go pick up all the leket that he drops, because by doing that you're going to get a worker to work for cheaper for you. So because you know he's getting this this additional benefit that his son is going to be able to pick up all the leket, and so it's on the cheshbon of aniyim that you're getting that you're saving some money. So you're preventing other aniyim from getting the leket, because obviously the child of this worker is going to get all the leket. But if you don't make a tenai that this is part of the arrangement, so then his son is allowed. The Gemara B'Metzia in the first parak of Daf Yud Beis says that it is allowed, meaning he's allowed to have his son follow behind him, just like any other ani could follow behind him, but as long as it's not part of the arrangement. Misha eino maniach es aniyim lilkot. The person doesn't allow aniyim to take the leket. He wants to take the leket himself and then distribute it to aniyim. That's how Tiferes Yisrael understands. The Mishnah Rishon understands that it's a klal, and then the Mishnah is going to explain what it means. Oshu maniach es echad ve'echad lo. Or he allows one ani to come in and take leket, but he doesn't allow another ani to come in and take leket. Oshu mesayeh es echad meim. Or he gives a hand and helps out one of the aniyim in taking leket. Hareze gozel es aniyim. That is stealing from the aniyim. Al zeneimar al tasik gvul olim. That's what the pasuk says. Al tasik gvul olim. We darshan al tikra olim ela olim. And the Yerushalmi says that there are those that explain that this is about olim mitzrayim, and it means don't change the rules of the Torah that were given to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Gvul means that which are you know the boundaries of our lives, the confines within which we need to live our lives. So don't change that from what was given to the Yotzei Mitzrayim who received the Torah. Some say it means that the Yordim, meaning those who are no longer wealthy, who are Yordim Minichseim in a Lashon Sagi Nahar, that the pasuk is talking about Olim as like you would say a Sagi Nahar, you would say a blind person is someone who sees light. So we're talking about someone who lost all his money as an ole, even though he's really a yored. And it's saying, don't be masik the gvul aniyim, don't take away the matanos that belong to the aniyim. Now the Tosiantov points out that you have twice. This pasuk appears twice in Mishlei in Perichav Beis Pasuk Ches Al Tasek Gvul Olam Asher Asu Avasecha, and again in Perichav Gimel Pasuk Yud Al Tasek Gvul Olam Ubstei Somim Al Tavo. So that's how the Mefarshim understand Elu Olim Mitzrayim relates to the first pasuk Asher Asu Avasecha, and those Mefarshim that say Elu Sheyordu Minichseihem understand that it's referring to the second of those two pasukim, because as Ubstei Somim Al Tavo, meaning the Tosiantov just points out that this machlokas, so to speak, as to what the olim is referring to when we're saying that it's a violation when you help one ani over the other, that it's a violation of al tasuk vol olim. What the olim is referring to, whether it's referring to changing the laws of the Torah, or whether it's referring to those who are yorid minichseihem, that machlokas is really just about which pasuk the Mishnah is quoting. Is the Mishnah quoting the first time the pasuk appears in Sefer Mishlei, or the second time the pasuk appears in Sefer Mishlei? Okay, so let's quickly review what we did today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you exchange something produce with an ani for his leket, so his leket is part of Maestros, but the stuff you're giving him is chayv in Maestros. And we said that if an ani is an aris on a field, so he's not allowed to take the matnas ani from that field. And if you work at all to harvest a field, you're not allowed to take matnas aniyim. But if there are two arisim on a field, each one could take the matnas aniyim from the other one's property. Now, from the part of the field the other one's working on. And we said there is a way to to formulate the deal where the aniyim will be able to take the matnas aniyim, or at least most of the matnas aniyim, everything but maaser ani, and that is that you make it that it doesn't belong to the ani till after the harvest is over. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person sells his field, even if both the buyer and seller are poor, the buyer is not allowed to take matnas aniyim, but the seller is because it's not his field anymore. However, if he sold only the grain of the field, the standing grain, and he kept the guf hakarka, neither of them are going to be allowed to take it. And then we said that you're not allowed to show any favoritism to one ani over the other. You're not allowed to have one ani have his son come pick all the leket from the field. You're not allowed to help one of the aniyim out, because that's a violation of al tase gvul olim. Okay, that's Hashem. Next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin.